Welcome, welcome, welcome to Create, Learn, Implement podcast, aka CLI podcast with me, your host, Koyeta. This is the podcast that invites you to take bold action to become your best self while navigating the world of building a successful business. Have you ever wanted to start a business but didn't know where to start? Well, in the Business Startup Formula, I will show you the exact framework I use to start my business with zero experience. Yes, if I can do it, you can too. Use the link in my show notes to sign up for this free masterclass. And I can't wait to hear about your business. Come on in. Come on in. Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Hope you're doing well today. I wanted to touch on this topic because it's something that we don't often talk about. It's something we don't talk about. It's something we don't hear about. You know, what we typically hear about is the sexy, very sexy six figures. Okay? That is sexy and that is all around town. You know, you hear people raving about the six-figure life, you know, but what they're not talking about, what we're not talking about, what you're not hearing about is the breakdowns, you know, all the things that happen behind the scenes that no one sees. Yes, we hear and we see the six figures, but we don't know what it takes for them to get there emotionally, right? This business is emotional, right? Life is full of emotion and things happen to us that we really need to take account for and acknowledge and learn, right? There's a whole set of learning, not just about business, but about being in business and the emotional aspect of what it takes. And so that's where it comes in. That's why I wanted to talk about the finding your emotional blueprint, right? Because it's all a part of the process. It's all a part of how you learn, how you grow. Let me just fix myself for a little bit. I'm just fixing myself here. Thank you. Ooh, things are falling apart over here. Just give me a second. Right? So we hear about the six figures, the sexy part of doing business, but we don't hear about the breakdowns that people are having. We don't hear about the, you know, all the times they threw away the business, all the heartache. We don't hear those things. We only hear those six figure. And don't get me wrong, it's cute, but it doesn't help you. Six figures doesn't help you when time comes for you to deal with things, right? The emotional aspects of things. So that's why it's important that we understand our emotional blueprint, because life itself can be challenging, right? Life can be hard out here in these streets. And COVID is not exactly 100% gone. People are still getting COVID. People are still being tested for that, and it's still around. So let's not act like we are out of the clear 100%, right? So adding business to the mix can be a struggle. Business can be a struggle. And whatever stage you're at, there is its own struggle. Whatever stage you're at has its own level of struggle, right? And all that undoubtedly impacts you and us in different ways, right? And so when things are happening, you can either be in flight mode or fight mode, right? So it's either you want to tackle things head on or you want to run away from it. You want to tackle things head on or run away from it. So we all know what it's like. We all know what emotions feel like. We know what happy feel, what that feels in bodies. Okay, I think we're back. Okay, so we all know what emotions feel like in our mind and our body. Happy, sad, we know what it feels like. And we know what it does inside, internally. And we should also be aware of how it shows itself externally, right? And the way it comes out may be hard for you to be around, right? Y'all know sometimes when we have breakdowns, it may be hard for people to be around you. You may be unbearable and people may want to disappear, right? So it's really important that we peel back the layers to uncover what it looks like when we're about to hit that stage, when we're about to hit a wall, when we're about to, you know, get anxiety, when we're about to be stressed out. We really have to peel back the layers to uncover what that looks like, right? And find out what patterns we go through before we get to your breaking point. What patterns do you go through to get to your breaking point, right? Where you can no longer soak in information, where you can no longer, you know, you can no longer just be, right? And now you're in fight or flight mode, right? So we all have that code in our body, in our nervous system, those habits that only take place when we feel a sense of difficulty or danger. We all have that, right? And it causes a reaction, whether negative or positive, and it affects things. It affects our now and possibly our future. So we have to be very aware of our emotional blueprint to keep us grounded, right? It doesn't stop us from being our best self and prevent you from fulfilling your destiny. Because if we're not aware of those things, we can keep falling back into old patterns, right? You can keep falling back into old patterns and therefore kill the dream, right? Kill that future plan, kill that future business. Not move forward with that idea because you're so frustrated. So it's really important that we take this step. And really what it is a step-by-step evaluation of yourself in real time, right? You're evaluating yourself in real time. It's almost a very clinical process, right? So what's happening is you're reverse engineering your emotions to know what signs of stress look like for you, what signs of trauma look like for you, what signs of anxiety looks like in your body and mind, so you can know how to counteract these feelings and emotions. You're going to need to know how to do this as long as you exist in this world, but on top of that, the added element of business, you're going to need all that, okay? You're going to need to know that. So for example, these past couple of years, I've been through some really traumatic times, and it's caused me to understand how or why people commit suicide. I'm getting real. This is real talk. These past couple of years has shown me how or why people commit suicide, right? And I began to understand the thought pattern, the emotional state of being. I began to understand how it manifests in the body, to know how it produces the physical reaction. Like, I understood it completely. And I said, I'm a very curious person by nature. So each time I get curious about something, I'm like, I really hate to find out what the answer is. I really do not like to find out how, this is how it works. But I found out. And so that's why how you perceive things is really important, right? Your perception of things is really important. Your belief system is really important as well, because it plays a significant role in what you do in the now. It plays a significant role in what you do right now. It influences how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your abilities and your business and your status. It influences everything. So your belief system is really important. And that's why you can't do your best work in a negative state. Have you ever tried been really sad and you're trying to do good, great work and you just can't, right? Because negativity carries a different energy, right? Happy and sad energy are different. It hits different. They both hit you different. And they're on two different frequencies, right? Like night and day. If you think about the daytime and you think about the nighttime, they both do different things in the earth. They both do different things in your body. They are diametrically opposite of each other, right? And so you move differently in one than you do in the other. In the day, you're up, you're probably, you know, out walking or doing something. In the nighttime, you're probably sleeping, right? You act differently in both states. And so chances are you have a pattern that you follow in the nighttime, in the daytime, that you're unaware of, and that your body also interacts differently in both areas. And so it all shows up. Happy, sad energy, it all shows up, whether you think you're doing a great job of hiding it, and some of you do. Y'all do a good job of hiding that, but it shows up in whatever you do, right? So for example, as well, like lives, like me talking to y'all right now makes me very nervous, but I understand how it shows up in me, how it shows up in my body. Like I get that really, really, I have a really great understanding of that. And so I can coach myself through the process instead of taking on flight or flight. Yeah. Flying and or shutting down. Right. But for some of you, going live is a really debilitating experience where you can get anxious, you can't get anything done, where you can't work well. So you have to learn to conquer these things. Okay? So it's really like an invisible block that only you and God can fix. Right? I can't coach away these things. You can't drink it away. You can't smoke it away. You can't do any of those things. Right? This is why you have to be aware of yourself moment by moment, because it's going to take work for you. So you'll always know how to control yourself once you are aware of your emotional blueprint. Okay? And once you know that, it causes you to loosen up. It causes things to flow better. It causes things to flow easier. And it makes you more relaxed. And so that's why it's really important that you know how to do that. So I want you to think about, this is the homework now, okay? I want you to think about, this was a really long speech, but I want to make sure you guys understand why it is so important to understand your emotional blueprint. Because you guys are out here, some of you are out here breaking down underneath the weight and pressure of this business, and you don't know what steps got you there. But you have to understand it so you can know how to counteract it. You have to understand it so you can know how to deal with it, so you can know how to stop it in its tracks, or at least slow it down. Because you're going to go through ups and downs in business. If you're only up here or in here for the ups, good luck. Good luck to you. It's easier to just work your 9-to-5, go home, and just chill. Business can be tricky, okay? So it's really important. And this is not just reflective of business. This is just about living, being a human, right? So think about the last time you felt like an intense level of stress. Think about the last time you felt really emotional, really like worn down, depressed, things of that nature. And I want you to kind of work on it backwards. So you're like reverse engineering the process. That's what this is going to do, to trace your sequence of events. So I want you to think about these four things, and it's good to write this down. You know, grab your pen and paper. That's what I always say. Write down the sequence of events in these four areas. See how it played out in these four areas. So number one, what were the signs of stressors in your body, right? When you were in this state, what were the signs of stress in your body? What was happening to you? How were you feeling? How did it come out? How did it feel in your mind, in your body? Like what was happening for you there? Okay, so it might be subtle, because sometimes it's not like boom in your face. Sometimes it's very subtle, but trace it back, okay? And I want you to think about your thought pattern. What were you thinking? What was going on in your mind? What was going on up there? Okay? I want you to think about your environment. So where were you? What was happening? What were you doing? What were you eating? Because that's important too. Stress is not just mental. It also comes out in the way you like take care of yourself, you feed yourself, right? So I want you to think about your environment. Where were you? What were you doing? And lastly, what actions you took? What were you doing? What actions did you take when it happened? What actions did you take before you're about to go, before you got up there? And what actions did you take afterwards? Trace it. Trace that bad boy, okay? Because I want you to know what these things are. You have to know, so you can go into fight mode instead of flight. Flight meaning you run off. Fight meaning you're like, no, I'm sticking around. I'm doing it. I'm taking care of business right now, right? And learn to preserve yourself. The act of this is self-care. The act of this is self-preservation. The act of this is learning yourself, okay? The act of this is self-care, self-preservation. We don't think too much about taking care of ourselves. Sometimes it's just about our customers. You know, it's about other people and not about you. And you're existing, but you're not enjoying the experience. So you have to know how to take care of this part. Okay? So What y'all think? What y'all think? So when you're about to give up and throw away your business, when you're about to spaz out because you're not getting sales, you know, when you're about to spaz out because things are not working the way it's supposed to, when you're about to give up because those funnels aren't working, you don't know funnels, you have to learn something new, you have to get a coach, you know, things are not coming together, you don't know how to do this, you don't know how to do that. When, before you do that, before you hit that edge, because it's usually like a workup like that, right? I want you to survey yourself, right? So you can control it or stop it altogether. Learn your emotional blueprint so you can learn to control or stop it altogether. Okay? So you can learn to control it or stop it altogether. All right? Really important, really important. So if you have any questions, please let me know. I want to let y'all know while I'm waiting for questions, if you do have any to, I'm offering 30-minute audits on your business for $45. So basically my services start at $297, so this is a real intro, affordable. And so it is that one thing that you need to help with in your business right now that you need to get over the hump, that one thing that we need to look into to help you get over the hump. I will help you put a plan together to get that done. My clients have achieved amazing results within record time. I'm talking 2 months of, you know, wanting to open a brick and mortar and opening the brick and mortar 2 months later. I'm talking putting sales systems and sequences in place to nurture clients, to get leads. I'm talking putting the systems in place to get reoccurring revenue. Like it's been really amazing. I've been really blessed with the people I've had, the people I've helped and served. And so I want to do the same for you, but we can start here with this business audit, okay? DM the word audit. DM audit to get the calendar. I offered it last week, and this week is probably going to be a last week, okay? So I really love the one-on-one services. I know you guys, my people love the one-on-one experience as well, the private coaching, because not everybody's the same. Some people are shy. Some people do not want to be in that crowd. I got my shy girls, I got my introverts, and so I really love the one-on-one experience, and I know y'all love it too. So hit the link, DM audit. But if you do want to work with me outside of the audit, hit the link in the bio. I offer a power hour session. That's 1 hour with me, business in a day. If you have the idea, but need help putting it together from start to finish, business in a day VIP is for you. Mentorship is there as well. So thank you all for being here. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, as all these things help to keep the podcast alive. Take care. Until next time.